Welcome to Sanhedrin, Chapter 9, Mishnah 1, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah now continues with the next type of capital punishment, Ve'iloin anisraf, and these are the people that are put to death through pouring molten lead down their throat. Habal Isha Ubita, a woman who has relations with a woman and her daughter. We'll see more about this soon. Ubas Kohen Shezinsa, and a daughter of a Kohen that commits adultery while she's married, she receives this more strict type of punishment of molten lead. Continues the Mishnah. Yesh bechlal isha ubita, when the Mishnah says a woman and her daughter, when the Torah says a woman and her daughter, that they are punished by sreifa, by molten lead, this actually includes nine different types of people. These are the nine people. Bito, one who has relations with his daughter, even if his daughter is not necessarily his wife's daughter. That means the mother is not his wife necessarily, but it's still his biological daughter. Ubas bito, the daughter of his daughter. Ubas bino, or the daughter of his son. Ubas ishto, or a daughter that's specifically his wife's. Ubas bita, a stepdaughter. Ubas bita, and the daughter of her daughter. Ubas bina, and the daughter of her son. Chamoso, if a person has relations with the mother-in-law. Ve'em chamoso, and the mother of his mother-in-law, ve'em chamav, or the mother of his father-in-law. These are the nine categories of people that are punishable by sreifa, by molten lead. Continues the Mishnah, ve'ilu hanarugim. These are the people who the punishment for their sin is capital punishment, it's decapitation, where we cut their head off with a sword. Who are these? Harotzeach, a murderer, ve'anshi ir hanidachas, and the people of ir hanidachas. An ir hanidachas is a wayward city where the entire inhabitants of the city have worshipped idols. We kill them all by sword. Now the Mishnah goes back to explain murder. It says the Mishnah like this: Rotzeach shehikas re'ehu, a murderer that struck his friend be'aven with a stone or with barzel or with metal. Or says the Mishnah, vechavash, or the fellow vechavash alav l'toch ha'mayim or l'toch ha'or, which means to say the following: that one of these fellow falls into the water or into fire, and this fellow came and he held the fellow's head underneath the water or in the fire. And the individual is not able to get out of the water or out of the fire. Vameis, and they died. Chayv. Then the punishment is decapitation. Let's say someone pushed someone into a swimming pool or into a fire. And the fellow himself was able to get out. But in the end, he didn't. Vameis. And he died in the water or in the fire. Pater, the fellow does not get capital punishment, even though he pushed him, because the fellow could have gotten out. Shisa boes ha-kelev. Let's say someone sicked a dog on somebody, bit him, and he died. Shisa boes ha-nachash, or he sicked his snake on the fellow, and it bit him and died. Pater, the fellow that sicked the dog or the snake is not liable for capital punishment, because he caused death, but he's not the actual person that killed him. Continues the Mishnah, let's say a person brought the actual snake all the way to his hand, to the body of his friend, until literally the teeth of the fangs of the snake were on the fellow, and then it bit him and he died. Rabbi Yehuda says that he's liable for capital punishment, as if he killed him with his own hands. Rabbi Chachamim saying that this is also only considered a causative type of death, not a direct death. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda says that the poison of a snake is already between its teeth, and it's like a person who's kind of sticking a knife into his friend's stomach. Therefore, he's chayef. Therefore, he's liable. However, the rabbis hold that the venom, the poison of the snake, it itself releases. And if so, the fellow did not kill him literally with his hands, only in a causative way. Therefore, he's not liable for capital punishment. Even though we said he's not liable for capital punishment, he's still a murderer, but he's not considered a direct murderer. Continues the Mishnah. Hamakes chaveiro bein be'egro, abeven bein be'egro. Somebody beats his friend, whether with a stone or with his fists, vamadula misa, and the fellow gets damaged, and the court, the Jewish court, assesses him that the fellow is going to die because of this blow. And then the fellow improved, somewhat his health got better. But then eventually his situation turned to the worse, and his sickness got worse, his illness and his injuries got worse, and then he died. Chayev, says the Tanakhama, the first rabbi, in this disagreement, that the fellow is considered like an all-out murderer, and he's liable, even though the guy got a little bit better, but ultimately if he died, he's a murderer. Rav Nechemya Omer Pater. Rav Nechemya says he's not liable. Sharaglaim Ledavar. Because it is clear to us that the fellow didn't die because of the death blow, because he got better in the interim. So therefore, the law is that he is going to be Pater. He will not be liable, because or else how would he have gotten better in between? This concludes Mishnah Aleph. Wishing you a wonderful, magnificent, uplifting, and inspiring day.